FBI agents are questioning residents of Jersey City, New Jersey, about last Tuesday's terrorist attacks. The city sits across the Hudson River from Lower Manhattan. Sheikh Omar Abdulrahman, who was convicted of plotting the 1993 World Trade Center bombing, used to preach at a mosque in Jersey City. Last week, two men who live in the town were arrested in Texas. They were carrying box cutters similar to those used in the hijackings, and then thousands of dollars in cash. Residents of Jersey City are wondering if more of their neighbors might be terrorists. NPR's David Kestenbaum reports.
The front of the small offices of Jersey One Car and Limousine Service is protected by a metal cage. But Sohail Akbar, who's from Pakistan, says the business never had any trouble until about 5 minutes ago.
I was just sitting in my office and I saw a few kids and they were just walking. I mean, you know, the door office is open and I saw them and I got suspicious. They were saying, you know, whispering actually.
They threw eggs at him through the door.
One hit right there and one hit in the corner. You know, they just threw two eggs.
Good aim. Egg now covers a framed award on the wall. It's for excellent service. Akbar says he knows the people in the neighborhood. He talks to them as they walk by.
We've been here a while, you know. I've been here since 89. Never created any problem. You know, I don't know what to say. You know, it's tough. It's really tough.
Akbar has called the cops and he's sure they'll show. You used to be able to see the World Trade Towers from the street here. Now the view is of some lesser building with a round top. When the towers fell, it so upset Akbar that his head throbbed for 3 days. He can understand why some people are suspicious of people who look like him. Robin Sweet, a writer, lives around the corner in a beautiful 19th century house. Her first thought after the attacks was to throw not eggs, but a brick through the window of the laundromat across the street. She believes it's owned by a man who was arrested in a sting operation this summer. When caught, he was allegedly discussing the purchase of anti-aircraft missiles. Like other people in this neighborhood, Robin Sweet says she's struggling to be fair.
I went for a run today. I passed by the mosque. I saw two people come out in their traditional garb. I have to say that I had to look away because otherwise I knew that I would have looked at them with an unkind eye. And these are hard issues to talk about because you have to confront your own prejudice and racism.
Other residents wonder out loud, were their neighbors involved in raising money for terrorist groups? Did they suspect something was being planned and not report it? Is anybody here what they seem? At a Cuban restaurant down the street, a Jersey City policeman who doesn't want to be named says he knew one of the locals arrested in Texas last week. The man worked at a magazine stand.
Nice as hell. Real nice guys. You know, you stand there in the middle of the concourse and you talk to him all day and, you know, never had a problem with him. They didn't seem to be those type of people in a way to hate Americans or anything. You know, it was freaky. It was scary to know.
Later in the evening, 30 residents, almost all of them white, gather for a neighborhood meeting. A local police officer is here to answer questions. Is it true, someone asks, that Arabs here were dancing in the street after the attacks? The officer says those stories were greatly exaggerated, though some people were pleased by the attacks. Susan Kolakowski left the meeting, determined not to lose perspective.
I believe, and I'm going to continue to believe until proven wrong, that my neighbors are good citizens here. And I think that that's the best that we can do. You know, I have no interest in looking at my neighbors with suspicion. And I won't do that. If we do that, the terrorists win.
Outside on the street, there were more eggshells. Maybe the kids were throwing them at everyone. At around 11 p.m., Sohail Akbar is still sitting at his desk at Jersey One Car Service. Drivers are waiting around. Since the attacks, there haven't been many fares to Newark Airport. Akbar says the police haven't come yet. The sticky stuff from the eggs has dried on the wall. David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Jersey City, New Jersey.